And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
This is a Madhouse Radio Classic.
Yeah. Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Carlito here. I just wanted to come in really quickly to let you all know I will not be doing a show live tonight, unfortunately, because I have to take an exam in about 45 minutes. I'll be leaving my home here to go to my to the university, UCF, to take my final for the semester, so wish me luck on that. In the meantime, I'd like to announce that a longtime friend and victim of Madhouse Radio, as well as PCU and PCR altogether, Jack Valenti, died earlier today from complications of a stroke that he had last month. We made a little bit light of his stroke recently, recent calls that we've done on my show, but regardless, he's now dead, and we have lost a tremendous force here in prank calls. So, after speaking with Zolar, since I can't do a show tonight, instead of leaving you guys with nothing, I've decided to go ahead and play the famous Jack Valenti calls that we did back in September of 2005. Now, this is a show with me, Carlito, hosted by Zolar, as well as Milkman and Reclude, and we all join in and actually harass Jack Valenti, who died earlier today. He's the former head of the MPAA, and he's also a former presidential advisor. He was 86 years old, and he's best known for angering a lot of people for the for his work in creating the movie rating system, you know, the R, PG-13, PG, and all that shit. Anyway, so you know, there was a telemarketers conference, and we ended up harassing him all night. Zolar especially did. He had a great time with it. Zolar told me it was okay to play this tonight, so here we are. I'm going to be playing that. It's about an hour long. It's some very good radio, excellent prank calls. Just to let you know, don't get all pissed off because they're going to be mentioning PCU, because back then there was no PCR. Zolar, as you will hear, was a member of of PCU back then, so don't get confused. And I was on as well, but yeah. And after that, we'll play a little bit of Madhouse Best Of, and then we'll end the show tonight at a normal time. So I'm sorry to bother you all with this. And with no further ado, here is the Jack Valenti Telemarketers Conference Extravaganza from 2005. Enjoy, everybody. We'll catch you next week at our regular time, hopefully 10 p.m. Once again, back to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Madhouse. I love you all. Wish me luck on my exam.
Here it is. Just came up from Q.
Oh, on Q. She's good.
MySpace.
Why is it Q?
Zolar underscore.
Thank you very much, my friend. I do appreciate that. And Ms. Zolar Vision is very busy trying to get people interested in the show.
Stupid.
No, Poppy. You're good.
Hi, Poppy.
Oh, who was that I called before and I made believe I was a girl?
Hey, call Nautica is what you got to do.
Oh, what's the number? Give it to me.
You have to send it in.
I got it. I'll get it in a second. Hang on here.
Is somebody recording this?
Yes.
Oh,
I even ripped fucking prank math. Every time you turn on my fucking encoders, it starts recording automatically with a new fucking date.
Excuse me, Zolar, do you know that Prankmaster called me about 2 hours ago here on my personal home phone?
No, can
I didn't know how he got it. Yeah, I didn't answer it. But he called me. I don't know why. I should have talked to see what he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, why didn't you?
Record it.
Call him right now.
Let's call him.
I got his number.
You call him.
Hey,
well, he doesn't want to talk to me. He wants to talk to you.
He wants to talk to his alter ego.
It's running away. For me to get the phone hooked up here wouldn't work out, right?
Damn, man. You need to get him on, you know, over fucking $500 a week.
You know, like, today, like, you know.
There he is, man. It says, restart. Oh, my God. I'm in that room, Milkman. 1, 2, 2, 2.
Cry one's one more.
Hello.
And all of internet.
We do, the internet. We have it down. We're up to 32 listeners now. Wow.
It doesn't seem a lot, but when you look at all the other things that are available and nobody else is listening to them, and we've got the majority of people, I mean, that's pretty much saying something.
Yeah, exactly. Watch any football, Zolar?
No, actually, I'm not into sports at all. I've never even been to a sporting event in my entire life.
You ever play any tennis or anything like that?
No, no. Well, you know, I mean, I've hit the tennis ball around. I've thrown a football. I've hit a baseball. But I've never really participated in sports very much. I was too busy being a pervert and touching 9-year-olds.
Ah, you're one of those. We have a new caller. Caller, you're on the air.
There we go, brother.
Who's on? All right. This is Rick Lou.
Yeah.
All right, Rick Lou. We were just wrapping it up.
Oh, damn.
Say goodnight, Rick Lou.
Goodnight, Rick Lou.
Not Rick Wade.
Very nice.
We'll just have one more prank.
Yeah, totally. We can't just walk out without doing just one more prank. Go ahead, send me the number.
One more. The crowd wants one more.
Come on, give me a number.
All right, let me go to the yellow pages here.
Okay, this is Jessica and Ginger.
Okay, Jessica and Ginger.
Or Samantha, whichever you want. This one girl, 49, two girls, 99.
Oh, this is going to be the same number.
No, this is a different number.
Yeah, but
you look and see, these are different numbers. I'm looking at the list here.
I know, but
I hope they ain't all using the same number, but okay, there's that one. I'm going to send you Samantha for 99.
Wait a minute. I'm going to look on my phone and see if I've already dialed that number once before. Hold on. Oh, you mean it's a different number?
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
It is a different number.
Okay.
Now, whether she's, you know, mentioning all them numbers, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Try these other ones here and just see. That's the only thing I can suggest. That's the only good number I got right now. Oh, the BET. Oh, the telemarketing conference. Shit, it's time.
We forgot about that.
Oh, my God. That's the whole premise for the show. Yay!
Oh,
all right.
No. It's
1 o'clock.
What the hell was that?
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and that means it's time for them to start answering for some sales on Ginzu knives. W.C. Fields will sell them snake oil.
I don't know about it.
Bookman, say yay again.
Yeah, baby.
No, I heard you. You were like, yay. Zolar, be sure to get me that Bookman saying yay like that and send it to me so I can play it.
I'll isolate that and send it to you.
Please.
Cool. I heard it.
Again. Let me get it again so you can get it good.
Yay. There we go. Good. Mark
all
that.
Right.
Mark that. 1253.
There
you go. Dina, write that down.
Yay.
Here's another one.
You're not writing it down.
Wait, we got a whole bunch of...
1253.
Carlito, did you just send me a whole bunch of numbers?
I just threw a pen at Athena. Come on, bitch, throw it back. I dare you. I tried to make a type out of it. It didn't work. Don't throw it at me, man. Woman, it's my house.
Hey, just use a potato if you run out.
I'm going to throw a potato. I don't have potatoes. I don't have money for potatoes, man.
How about toilet paper tubes and... foil.
All right, we got a very angry black guy answering this phone.
All right, black guy.
I got it.
Have at it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Can I speak to that angry black guy that was on the phone a little earlier?
To the angry black guy? You have the wrong number, sweetie.
No, I just called and there was an angry black man on the phone. I'd like to talk to him. He's kind of sexy.
No, you called the wrong number. There's no black guy here.
Was there an angry man that lives there? Because I want to talk to him.
She hung up. And I'm an idiot. And it's obviously too late because it says, black girl answered, sounded very angry.
God damn it.
Hey, try calling that escort Nazi guy. I sent it to you.
All right, I got it right here. That was her. That was her.
Oh, that was her right there? Oh, yeah? Really? Oh, damn. She's a trip. If you call her back, ask for Nazi because she's an escort in Atlanta.
All right, so somebody else gets a try with her.
Milkman, you get a try now. You never talked to her. You've heard
of her. Oh, baby, I see the top man. His brother.
There we go.
Hey, baby. I won't talk. I won't talk enough.
Shh. Go ahead, Milk.
Hey, don't think of sugar. What you doing, baby?
Huh?
Listen, honey. What you doing, baby? How you doing? It's Leroy, honey. This don't take it. Yeah, baby. Listen. I got something for you here, baby.
Oh, the bitch hung up. The bitch hung up.
Said damn freak.
Why did she hang up?
She's a bitch.
Because she's freaking.
All right, let's just do her one more time. And you got to talk a little louder and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. One more time with this bitch.
Is it good? I haven't had it yet.
What? What the fuck do you want?
Listen, baby, Tika. Now, come on, baby. Listen.
She
I got some money for your ass.
Oh, all right, wait. Let me give her a shot one time.
Oh, God, she's going really freak. Okay, there's a number for the...
Hey, baby, anybody there?
Oh, she hung right up. Damn. She didn't even hear my voice. She just hung up thinking it was the same. I wonder if I got my phone on fucking...
It's probably using the same number.
Yeah. I should block my call.
Hello?
Oh, my God. She ain't even answering this bitch. All right. Give me another number.
Here's a telemarketer's number.
All right. There we go. The hotel. And we need some names.
Take your names.
1, 2,
you get
3,
one room
four.
Number.
Carlito.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here.
Are you still in on this, or are you going to get going?
No, I better get going. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to get going. I got to get some Z's, man.
All right. Take it easy and have a good night. Thanks for joining the show. That's Carlito, everybody. Listen to Carlito. So.
Adios a la mañana. I will definitely be in listening at the Carlito's Madhouse at 9:15 p.m. Thursday on this Mad Channel.
The Madhouse. Wow, that was a good outro for him. It went at the end and everything. Recluse, you still here?
Yeah, brother.
Hold on a second.
Good evening, Manchester and Hyatt San Diego.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Brianna Clark, please.
My pleasure to connect.
Try and get a room number.
I will. Try to write it down.
The Grand Hyatt guest you have called is unavailable. You may leave a private recorded message.
Or fuck her in the ass.
Jesus.
All right, we'll try again.
I think W.C. Fields has done already sold us some snake over there, mate.
Hey, what's Frank Master's last name?
I don't know.
Molester.
What is it?
Molester.
I never knew.
Molester. No, that's Chester.
Isn't that
Chester
Grand Hyatt San Diego? Where may I direct your call?
Hey, how you doing? I'm in Bill Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, Bill Morris.
My pleasure to connect you.
Thank you, my pleasure to connect your ass to my cock.
The Grand Hyatt.
Shut the fuck up.
Isn't that just like a fucking telemarketer not answer a damn phone and punks?
Yeah, right? They don't like to answer the phone when they're on vacation.
I know, them fuckers. They got a code ring or something.
Good evening, Manchester and Hyatt San Diego.
Jack Valente, please.
My pleasure.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Valente.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Guest Relations. We'd like to send up a complimentary fruit basket and a bottle of champagne and or wine. What would you prefer, sir?
I think red wine would be better.
Okay, and confirm your room number, please.
3212.
Thank you, sir. It'll be right up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How do you like that?
God, that was good.
I'm good, right?
Perfect. That was fucking brilliant. Okay, we got our first number now.
Motherfucker.
Oh, shit. You like that, huh?
Hell yes.
I could have talked him out of his credit card number just for fucking the fuck of it.
Right. That you was... your number for angry black dude here.
So what are we doing now that we have the room number?
Hey, you can start capitalizing. Around. You got the names of the people. Let WC sell him some snake oil.
All right. So we're going to call him back, you mean?
Yeah.
But what were we doing that we needed to get a room number?
Well, what we're trying to do is find out what the other... So we can start asking for, like, can I have room 3210?
Yeah, but then they ask
they're
you...
They're all probably going to be on the same floor.
Yeah, but they ask you the name of the person you're trying to connect to, not just the room number.
Okay, well, unless there's a way to dial in straight, sometimes you can do that. You say, well, you just called me and told me 3210. Do it. Most of them will let you dial straight in.
So what do we do?
You should just ask the operator how to dial it in.
There should be a way to dial direct.
All right, well, I'll put you on the line with the operator. You figure that out, because now you got me confused.
Yeah, let me try.
Good evening, Manchester Grand Hyatt San Diego.
Yes, sir. Hello?
How may I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to find out. I got a room number of a young lady, and I'm just trying to find out how to dial direct.
You have to call the west to get there.
3210?
Last name of the guest?
What's that?
What's the last name of the guest?
No, I don't know. I just met her down in the lobby. She just gave me a room number. Her name is Lucille.
All right.
Fuck. Carlito has a good idea right there in the chat room.
Mailbox 3210. One moment, please. You are being transferred, and a Grand Hyatt operator will assist you.
Oh, yeah. Carlito is saying now we can send shit to his room.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so how do we do that?
Call and then get connected with the restaurant or room service.
Okay, let's do that.
Tell me
all right, you do it. Yeah, can you connect me with room service, please?
My pleasure to connect
you. All right, do it. Order him a bunch of champagne and food. What's the last name?
3212. I don't know which one you called, dude. Jack Valenti. Jack Valenti, 3212.
Wow, room service ain't too fucking fast.
Or sleep.
Well, it's San Francisco, so they're probably near Poplin.
Oh, okay. Fucking Carlito. Carlito is saying, no, call fucking male escorts in the area and pizzas and... send him a whole bunch of shit.
Okay, he's going to get the name. I'm going to send it to Carlito. He wants the name.
All right, and the room number, fucking Carlito, fucking get back on the air and fucking... Ooh, we should call him back and tell him, we ran out of champagne, and in all actuality, we're sending him over a massage therapist, and we'll send a male escort.
Escort.
Yeah. All right.
Does he prefer a male or man?
No, we'll just tell him we're sending over a massage therapist instead at what time would be convenient for him.
Find out if Andy's others, if he's got the room number for Andy's other guys. Most of them answered, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying Carly did that name.
All right, so what are we doing? Let's just
looking up some escort numbers.
What's this black guy is really mad?
I don't know. Somebody called in and told me some angry-ass fucking guy. That's all you need to know.
Then all right, we must call.
I got tons of numbers. Tons of escort numbers in San Diego.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's find a male one real quick.
Yeah, how you doing? This is your local KKK. We're looking for donations. Hello, sir. Would you like to donate any money to your local Ku Klux Klan? Oh, shit. He didn't sound like
that didn't sound angry.
Yeah, he didn't sound like an angry black guy.
No.
I was looking for some...
Sound like a pacified homo.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, who are you calling for?
Oh, this is your local KKK. We're looking for donations.
I'm sorry, don't call back here again, please.
I hope you're not one of those people who... Hello, goddammit.
I'm going to call you back, you mother.
Call him back.
Well, ever ask me not to call back in a polite manner. Carlito wants to know what the name of that hotel is.
I'll send it to him.
What is it?
Hyatt San Diego. Manchester Grand Hyatt.
MacGyver has joined the chat room. Hello, MacGyver. These people are adamant. They're not going to answer it. All right. We're going to call over to the Grand Hyatt, and we're going to ask for room service again. Don't we have an escort's number out in San Diego where we could send him a male escort?
I got over 30 gals.
Good evening, Manchester. I'm Hyatt San Diego.
Room service, please.
My pleasure for the next thing.
I like when I say my pleasure.
Fucking hot.
Good evening, room service.
How you doing? This is Mr. Valente in room 3212. I'm about to come into the hotel in 15 minutes, and I'm bringing a young lady. We'd like to have some champagne delivered to my room, please.
3212.
3212, Jack Valente.
Can you spell your last name for me?
Valenti. Will the room service be able to bring it right into the room even though I'm not there?
Okay, a champagne.
Yes, what do you have?
For champagne, we have an hour, doing Carneros and Dom Perignon.
Okay, no Cristal?
Excuse me?
No Cristal?
No.
All right, I'll take the Dom. Make that two bottles on ice and bring strawberries if you can.
Dom Perignon, two bottles?
Yes, and strawberries.
And one chocolate strawberry?
Yes, chocolate strawberries, of course. Do you have candles?
Candles? What type of candle, Mr. Valente?
Just a candle of some sort so I can lower the lights and have a candle.
Okay.
And how long before?
And you want this in how many minutes?
As soon as possible, because I'm actually pulling up to the hotel within like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'd like it there.
The server
like...
will be up in half an hour. Would that be fine?
All right, I'll try to drive around the block a few times with her, and because I'd like it in the room before I get there.
Okay, you like it in the room before we before you came in.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do it then. 2 bottles of Non-Perignon, tuxedo strawberry with tango.
Right, the chocolate covered and the chocolate covered strawberries, of course.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We my manager said that we can take tango to the room.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just I'll figure out something. I'll throw my shirt over the lamp and make it darker.
Okay.
You ever see anybody do that?
Serving 2 persons, Mr. Valente?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
We'll be up soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're in 3212, right? 3212?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, he'll be getting 2 bottles of Dom.
Remember, it was a complimentary thing, so he's going to really be tripping.
Yeah, right. He's thinking that shit's coming for free. He's going to accept it, of course, and sign off on it.
Dude, let's send him so much shit, dude.
Dude, I was trying to tell you, order red beluga caviar, man. That shit's like, one egg is like $20.
You think?
That shit's expensive.
We got over 30 gals in Carlsbad.
Hold on.
Good evening, Manchester on Hyatt San Diego.
Room service, please.
It's my pleasure to connect you.
My pleasure, too.
Room service, this is right on me, assist you.
Hi, this is Mr. Valente. I had just placed an order.
Yes, Mr. Valente.
I was wondering, do you have any caviar by any chance?
Excuse me?
Do you have any caviar by any chance?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Caviar.
Caviar? No, we don't.
No. Okay, that'll be fine then. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Can I have your first name, please?
Jack.
Jack? Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank
you. Bye-bye.
Oh, it's a good thing I had the name in front of me. He almost got some...
Hey, We got Big and Beautiful, San Diego to California. It's an escort agency.
Oh, hell. Let's dedicate that one to PM.
All right, where's the number?
Let me IM it to you here.
Pate, all that damn high-dollar stuff.
Now fucking Carlito's saying, and then you guys need to call him and follow up and say that's what telemarketer faggots get.
Yeah.
Now put me on your no-call list.
That's fucking great.
We got to give it time to fester and get up ready. Say half hour. This is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. It's going to be a half hour. Mm-hmm. So I can't. I got to go to bed. I got to be in it. Fucking 7 in the morning. That means I got to get up at 6.
Oh, my God. We got gold, too, man.
I know.
The suffering of one of the head of the chairmen of the whole convention here. He's probably like one of the leaders in the whole United States. But this guy's top of the list. That was the order of the... The order of the names was their importance. That was the number 2 guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. I should call back. I should call back to room service and tell them to tell the person who's bringing it up to make believe it's complimentary, just to make me look like a big, shot.
Yeah.
So this way, the guy will actually say to him it's complimentary, and he'll think it.
Yeah. To surprise the other guests.
Right. So that the person in my room will think that I'm a big shot.
Exactly. Oh, God. This is so good.
All right. Reclude just sent me the number of Farrah over 40, does it say? Farrah?
Yeah, some old broad.
All right.
PM, this one's for you, buddy.
Is it 858?
Yeah.
858, okay.
Let's see. You've already got the time posted in the chat room. It's time to call back.
Okay. I'm trying to hang in for it.
You can call me.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Jack.
Hey, what's up?
You going to be working tonight?
Yeah, I'm working right now. What are you up to?
The hotel and everything like that. How much are you charging?
If it's just you by yourself, it's $150 an hour.
$150 for the hour?
Right.
And what'd you say about 50, though?
What's that?
What'd you say about 50?
$150.
No, but you said some other price for something earlier.
No, I didn't. I don't know if you're talking to somebody else. No,
no, all right, that's okay. And you're a big girl?
Me? I'm a little thick, but how big are you looking for?
Well, I don't know. I was looking for a big girl, but, I mean, you know, anything is nice.
Okay, well, what hotel are you at?
What hotel am I at? I'm sorry?
What hotel are you at?
I'm in room 312.
A boy hotel.
A boy hotel.
What?
3212.
What hotel?
Hyatt.
Oh, I'm at the Hyatt. The Hyatt. Oh, she hung up, man. Dude, I was whispering into the microphone to you and putting her microphone away so she couldn't hear me whisper, but you weren't answering me.
I didn't know you were doing that. I didn't know you were doing
that. But you shouldn't whisper back to me. I'm... You're supposed to talk in a normal voice.
Did you get the big and beautiful one?
I think so, yeah. Oh, no, I think I called Farrah.
Okay. It's Manchester Grand Hyatt. I'm going to send it to you.
Manchester Grand Hyatt. Okay. You fucking morons.
Don't I love you to non-checks away.
Okay, we're calling big and beautiful now. What is it? Manchester Grand Hyatt?
Sorry, I couldn't get this.
Get off your big fat fucking ass, you cunt, and answer the phone. I need a blowjob now. I got fucking money. You got lips. Suck the money out of my cock. Get on the phone. Fucking whore. You lazy fat fucking cunt.
I wanted to set you with honey out of my dick.
Suck my apologies. Need more number.
Yeah, come in handy one day.
All right, we're calling legs. Can we get
all
a guy?
Kind of legs.
Is there any man ones?
I'm trying to find some. I don't see any. Let me just do a Google.
You Google, and I'll talk to legs.
What the legs. Hell am I at? Somebody's asking.
What? What's somebody asking?
What hotel am I at?
What hotel am I at?
Yeah.
No, really?
Manchester Grand Hyatt, San Diego.
It's me.
Yeah, I'm in the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
Uh-huh.
I need a young lady, I guess.
My plan is to pay cash or credit card.
It's going to be cash.
It's $150. That's for lingerie and a bathrobe only. Any details? I
can
take
your name,
and I'm afraid I can have a lady call you back.
All right, well, I'm at the Manchester Grand Hyatt. I'll give you my cell number. My room, you want to take my room number also?
Yeah, I want the room number and the hotel phone number.
Well, you can call the hotel, but I'd rather you not, because, you know.
They're going to call the hotel regardless to verify you're in that room.
Oh, okay. All right, but, let me see. It's the Grand Hyatt, of course, and the room number is 3212. Jack Valente.
Jack's the last name?
Valente. I just didn't want to give that out. You know, I'm kind of trying to be private here. Valenti.
Okay. And your first name?
Jack.
Okay. I didn't.
Not a problem.
And the phone number to the hotel?
What are you saying?
The phone number to the hotel?
Oh, jeez. I got to look for it. I think I got it somewhere here in my wallet.
It should be right there on the phone.
I'm not in the lobby right now. Just give me a minute here to locate the number. I got the card in my wallet somewhere. It's 619-232-1234.
Okay, Jeff, I'll have to look on
you. All right, are they going to call me at my room?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I'm not in the room. I'm standing here.
Okay, well, how long until you're in the room?
I'll be there in 10 minutes, but I'm in the lobby right now. I was going to give you my cell number to call back, but I mean...
I'll let you call your room in about 10 minutes.
Very good. Damn, I thought they'd just call and see if I was registered there. I didn't want them.
What a bitch. Man, this is getting good. He's going to get all kinds of fucking door pounding.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Carlito?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's Carlito again. Hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Not much, man. I'm not going to sleep now. This is too good.
Yeah, I know. We got something going here.
Yeah.
All right, so come on, man. Help me out. Take over a little bit. Get your phone hooked up.
I can't. It's impossible. I don't have enough battery. It's not going to work out, man. The phone hasn't been charged all day.
Your audio is better, Carlito. Just talk it up, man. Go alarm and dial it for him, maybe.
All right, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Who am I dialing?
What do you want to do? I'll give you those guys' names again. Tim Searcy, I think, is the president of this whole fucking thing. But we don't know his room number yet. We've only got one room number, Jack Valente.
Well, let's concentrate on Valente, man.
Okay, 32-12, Jack Valente.
Hook me up with some pizza in San Diego.
Okay, I bought it.
That's good. Give me the pizza or something, man. Okay, and give me. I need a male massage therapist or something, a masseuse.
We're on it. All right.
That's all you got to do, man.
There you go. This is a complimentary Ginsu knife.
Chop off your peepee.
Hey, since he's a telemarketer, let's call his room and do like a survey of the hotel.
Well, let's do that to the president. Let's fuck with the president like a reverse telemarketing thing.
Yeah, okay. Where's the number of the president? I mean, what's the name of the president?
It's Tim Searcy. I'm sending it to you now.
Yeah, send it to him. I need to spell it.
Searcy.
All right, we're going to call back to the hotel and ask for Tim Searcy.
Good evening, Manchester on Hyatt, San Diego.
Connection to Searcy, Searcy, Tim Searcy's room.
Her pleasure. I got this guy's picture too.
What's he look like?
Some white guy's got a big nose. He kind of looks like what's the guy who directed JFK? He kind of looks
all
like.
All right, we got Domino's Pizza in San Diego.
Pizza, all right.
Pizza.
There's his picture. I posted his picture link in the chat room if you want to see him.
Cool.
I'm putting PM.
You got all the information you need, Carlito?
Yeah, I've got a letter he wrote and everything. Yeah. Well,
I mean, his room number and where to send the pizza to.
3212.
2212. Thanks for calling Domino's. To hear our specials, please stay on the line. Please be aware, at $1.75 charge will be added on delivered orders. To bypass this message, press 3 at any time. Our large pizza special.
Your call is being transferred to a team member.
Domino's Pizza.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Great. My name is Jim Valente, and I would like a pizza pie.
Okay, can I get your phone number, please?
My phone number?
Yes, your phone number.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm calling you from the hotel right now.
Okay, can I get your phone number to the hotel, please?
Let me see if I can find it here in my papers.
It's 619-232-1234.
Yes, the Manchester Grand Hyatt here in San Diego.
What hotel are you staying at?
I'm at the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
What street is that on?
What is the name? Let me find the toiletries here. Hang on, just one moment. It's on a marketplace, one marketplace.
Okay, you want to call our downtown location?
Can you give me the number, please?
The number is 238-2323.
How dare you not help me out?
Hello?
How dare you not help me out?
Yeah, the number there is 238-2323.
I heard you, you fat fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Get off the phone, you fucking bitch. Not helping us, you goddamn cunt. But you're eating a lot of that pizza, aren't you? You baby gorilla.
You goddamn cheese in your pie hole.
Now you get up there and eat that sausage. Take it like a woman.
She's still there.
Yeah, I'm laughing really hard. You guys are so funny. You're cracking me up. Why don't you grow up and get a life?
Do you ever stick any of that sausage in your hole?
Let me tell you something. I'm Jack Valente. I'm Jack Valente. I'm important. Now you give me your manager now. I'm Jack Valente.
Hey, listen there, Porks. Get him.
Now she hung up.
Oh, damn it. She knows.
Pepperoni in your ass.
Because I'm Jack Valente. That's why.
All right. What's the number I'm supposed to call now?
Okay. Someone get that number.
That's a downtown number for okay. Domino's.
What's the area code?
638-232-619.
Yeah. Just tell it to me.
I call over there.
619. I can't say it over the air.
Say it, damn it.
238.
Yeah.
2323.
2323. Why can't you say it over the air? I never understand that.
Thanks for calling Domino's.
Your call is being transferred to a team member. Your call is being transferred to a team member.
It's Con Domino. This is Lee. Can you open one moment, please?
Hurry up.
In just a moment.
I said hurry up. I think Booney wants to join in the conference.
A team member will make your order in just a moment.
She can try.
We'll be fucking starving by the time she gets to us.
I like Jack Valente. That's his
name.
Yes, hello. This is Jack Valente. How are you, sir?
How big, thank you.
Good evening. Good sir, I'm Jack Valente, and I'm going to need some pizza pies in my room tonight.
Okay, what's your telephone number there?
I'm over here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
Do you have a hotel telephone number?
I do. That would be, just give me one moment here, damn you. 619-232. 1234 is the main number for the hotel. I'm in 3212, room 3212. I'm Jack Valente.
You're in the room 3212.
Yeah. Just tell them it's Jack Valente. They'll know who I am. I'm Jack Valente.
Okay. So room 3212, right?
I drive a Dodge Stratus. I'm Jack Valente.
Okay.
All right.
And is room
registered
on your last name?
Valente, V like Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I.
Okay.
That'd be like...
Okay, and another thing, the driver will give you a call when your order is ready. You have to come down. We don't go in your room.
They have to come down.
Yeah.
I have to come down. Okay, well, just have them speak to Jack Valente, 3212, and I'll come right down.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, carry on.
All right.
Okay, and what is your order, sir?
Okay, well, what kind of specials do you have?
Okay, let's see. Is it
I'm Jack Valente.
The two large front topping pizza with a chicken and two little Coke for $24.99.
$24.99.
Four of those.
Hello?
Can I get two orders of those, please?
Okay. And what toppings on the pizzas?
What toppings do you have? Do you have ground beef?
Can I get a carry-out open?
Anchovy.
Hello?
Do you have ground beef?
Yes.
Do you have anchovies?
No, we don't have anchovies.
Okay. I hope you're... I trust you're writing these down. Pepperoni.
So one pepperoni?
No. On. Okay, fine. One of them, pepperoni, extra cheese, a little bit of that green pepper there.
Daddy,
do you have any of that sausage?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Sausage,
pork,
please.
Sausage on mine. Okay, I want pork sausage, Daddy.
Oh, okay, one moment, please. Be quiet,
okay,
sir. Jesus. I'm Jack Valente. I have to deal with this. Okay, give me that on two of the pizzas. The other one, do you do Hawaiian pizza, sir?
Yes. So
let me get a Hawaiian pizza.
So you want two of them with extra cheese, pepperoni, green pepper, and sausage?
That's right.
Two of them? Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, just.
Are you ready for the other two now?
Just 1 second.
I'm Jack Valente.
Okay, what do you want to put on the two-second pizza? Pizza?
Jack Valente wants two Hawaiian pizzas. Jack Valente wants one of them also to have extra cheese and bacon.
Oh, wait. That's, we already have four pizzas.
Oh, that's very right. Well, on the four pizzas, we're talking about the other two. I want,
yeah, you want
two
Hawaiian, right? Extra cheese, ham, and pineapple.
Yes, exactly. Yes, fine.
What kind of chicken do you want? Hot or barbecue wings?
Barbecue? How hot is hot? Is that American hot?
I don't know if it's American, but it's pretty hot.
I hope so. Please don't let me down. Go ahead and make that double hot if you can.
Okay, two hot wings?
Yes.
And what kind of soda?
What do you have there? Non-carbonated.
Coke, Diet Coke, Dr. Pepper, orange, and Sprite.
Orange, huh? Go ahead and give me orange, and we're also going to need a Sprite, also an extra 2 liter of Sprite.
So you want one orange, one Sprite.
And what do you want?
I want Dr. Pepper, Daddy.
Okay, Dr. Pepper, also.
So, wait, one orange, okay. One Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
And one Sprite.
That's correct.
Hello?
Yes, sir, that's correct, I say.
Okay.
Well, I'm Jim Valente, and I need to go. I'm Jack Valente.
How soon can
those pizzas... Excuse me.
How are you paying? Cash, credit?
Cash, sir. Okay. All cash.
Okay. So you're in a room 3212?
That's right.
And, your total is $74.58.
Oh, excellent.
Hello?
Yes. I'm Jack Valente. Yeah, Jack Valente, thanks you very much.
Okay, in about half an hour, the driver will call you and you have to come down, all right?
Wonderful, I will come down. Throw a robe on and I'll come down. Sir, what is your name?
Blanco.
Beautiful. Blanco?
All right.
Like
okay,
white?
Have a good day.
What is your name, sir?
Excuse me?
What is your name?
My Blanco.
Blanco? B-L-A-N-C-O?
Yeah.
Like white?
Yeah, almost.
Are you Mexican?
No.
What are you? Colombian?
Hello?
Yes, are you Colombian?
Okay, anything else for you?
No, that is all. I just wanted to make small talk.
No, no problem. Okay, 7458 in about half an hour. All right.
Okay, okay, Blanco. I'll see you soon.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, Blanco. I'm Jack Valente.
Reclude just fucking sent me like 20 different numbers of pizza places in that area.
Holy shit. Dude, we should just keep ordering every fucking place downtown.
Order the same thing. Order the same fucking, like, Hawaiian pizza with green peppers and onions.
Yeah. And pork sausage, Daddy.
Pork sausage. Exactly.
Dr. Pepper!
And a Dr. Pepper, he's just going to have tons and tons of orders coming in for that.
Dr. Pepper.
And hey, can we order him flowers? Like from yeah, we can order flowers from the hotel and have them put on the card from the American pub, from the American people. You know what I mean?
From the adoring members of the American Telemarketers Federation.
Exactly. From your customers, from your customers, we can put on there. That's what we should do right there. Yeah. Now we're just gonna sit here and go, yeah. You're being rude, so why?
Why?
I don't know. You're just sitting there. Were you gonna talk? What?
10 minutes to call back.
I'm laughing my ass off at you, fucking guy.
I'm Jack Valente.
Good evening, Manchester Grand Hyatt San Diego. Where may I direct your call?
Jack Valente.
I need to speak to Jack Valente.
Valente.
One moment.
All right, talk to Jack now.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Very well.
I don't have a listing for that name.
Valente. Valente, please. Valente, please. Valente.
Hello?
V. Valente.
I'll tell you what,
room again. Room 3212, please.
She hung up the bitch.
The bitch. Just ask for 3212 from now on.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody just joined the room.
Who is there? Commander to speak.
Good evening, Manchester and High San Diego. May I direct a call?
3212, please.
Name of the guest, please.
Valente.
Thank you, sir.
The cops are there, man.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Mr. Valente?
Yes, this is Jack Valente.
Hey, this is David Robinson, and I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Searcy. How are you, sir?
I beg your pardon?
I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Searcy. Tim Searcy?
I don't know Mr. Jersey.
No, Searcy, sir. Tim Searcy. CEO of the ATA. Tim Searcy.
Oh, the ATA?
Director. Yes, sir.
Somebody from the ATA calling me?
Well, no, I'm calling on behalf of him. He needs to meet with you immediately downstairs in the lobby. Something urgent.
Well, I was. Somebody was supposed to meet me, and they didn't, so I came on upstairs.
It's regarding the merger.
I beg your pardon?
It's regarding the merger. We need to see you downstairs regarding the merger. You need to meet with Mr. Searcy immediately.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not involved in any merger.
Well, you are involved, sir. You need to
okay,
come
wait
down
a minute. Wait. I hung up on him. Call back and tell him that you're that guy, and he wants you to pick up pizzas, bring them back to the room. They'll be outside. They'll be calling your room. Pick up the pizzas.
And the bill up to Searcy. Bill up to Searcy.
No, tell him to pay for it. Tell him to pay for it, that you're Searcy, and you want him to pick up the pizzas.
Wait, what am I doing now? I'm sorry.
You're going to tell him you're the head of whatever it is, Searcy, and
ATA.
tell him that you want him to go downstairs when the pizza comes and pick it up and bring it back to his room.
Reclude, he knows my voice. Let Reclude do it with his W.C. Fields voice.
No. Don't do a fake voice.
Just use a different voice.
Make him.
He turned me, he turned you.
Okay, Reclude.
Yeah.
Listen, make him pay for the pizzas and bring them back to his room, and you're going to meet him up in his room in a half hour, 40 minutes.
Who should I say I'm? Tim Searcy?
Yeah.
Reclude, I'm going to send you a link to his information, okay? Hang on.
This is like high tech, man.
I've done the espionage here, trust me. I'm sending to you in the chat room.
This is great. Tell them, listen, it's Tim Searcy. I'm having some pizzas sent over to the hotel. They're going to call your room when it gets there. I want you to go downstairs, pay the guy for the pizzas, bring them back to your room. I'm going
to
be
I
over.
Told him I told him to look for Jack Valente.
Right.
Meet him down in the hotel, in the lobby.
Right. Tell him that you're also having some champagne and stuff sent over, and a few of the associates are going to come over and have a conversation with him. Okay, Rick.
A real quick point. Tim Searcy says that he's the only one with the intent of finding the Do Not Call registry. So he's an asshole. Fuck him.
That's what you're going to talk about. You're going to call about the Do Not Talk, you know, Do Not Call registry.
Yeah. Who's doing this?
Reclude.
Okay, good.
Straight voice, Reclude. Business.
Unless you think you can handle it, Carlito.
No, I can't hurt you.
Thank you for calling Manchester and High San Diego. How may I direct your call?
3212, please.
I am trying to speak. I thought I was talking to you.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Jack Valente?
This is he speaking.
Yes, I apologize for all the inconveniences. This is Tim Searcy, and what we're doing right now, we want to have a little meeting because of some stuff going on. If you could just go downstairs, and there's a bunch of pizzas waiting to be picked up, and if you can just pay for those and bring them back up to the room, we're going to have a meeting.
You're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
It's breaking up. I didn't hear you. Can you say again?
Downstairs.
Yes.
They have the pizzas.
At where?
Downstairs in the lobby.
Yes. What's going on in the lobby?
Well, we need you to pick up some pizzas and bring them back to your room, and then.
I'm sorry.
We're
going to
have a meeting. The pizzas, the food. Here, let me try it over on the other side of the room. Hold on a second. Okay, can you hear me better now, sir?
I can hear you a little better. Yes. What is it? What am I supposed to pick up?
The pizzas.
Oh,
now,
no,
I'm in the lobby.
I'm just getting ready to go to bed.
No, wait. We're going to have a meeting. This is very important, sir.
A meeting about what?
About the Do Not Call register.
I beg your pardon?
About the Do Not Call list. The do not call list?
I don't follow you at all.
Okay, you know how they published a do not call list?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to have to fight that. And we're going to have a special meeting in about 15 minutes.
Stop. Well, I know, but what does that have to do with me?
Well, we're going to be part of it.
I'm sorry. I'm here to make a speech tomorrow.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We need to talk about that as well. It's a very important that you go down there, pick up the pizzas, come back to your room, and then me and the other members will meet with you.
All right. I was just about ready to get in bed, but
believe me, this is very important, sir.
Well, I'll come down.
It's about the Do Not Call registry.
I beg your pardon?
I know nothing about this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why we're going to explain it to you. When you
Hello, sir. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me better now?
Well, my other phone is ringing.
That's the pizza delivery, sir. Can you please go down and get it? We'll be up to your room to just to do the...
I don't want any pizza.
No, we're all going to come up and we're going to discuss the Do Not Call registry. Can you please answer the phone?
Hold on just a second. I'll let them call. Where are you right now?
We're on our way over to the hotel right now. We're calling from cell phone. Answer the phone so you can get the number of this guy.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can't. They stopped ringing now. I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, well, they're going to call you when the pizzas are being delivered from Domino's. You pick them up. We'll be there in less than 15 minutes. We'll have a quick get-together. We're going to have the call registry conversation so you know what you're talking about tomorrow during the, you know.
Well, I'll come right down to the lobby and...
Well, you got to wait for them to call you, sir. You got to wait for them to call you when the pizza gets there because they're going to call your room. You pick him up. We'll come on over in 15 minutes. We'll have a quick half-hour conversation, and then we'll all go to sleep and get ready for tomorrow.
Let me just say again. It's, by my time, it's about...
quarter to two.
It's about 11:30.
Right.
I'm not going to have any pizza. I don't know why they're delivering it up here.
No, I ordered it. I'm the CEO. I ordered it. I need to have a little get-together with you men.
Well, I'll be delighted to meet you. Just tell me where you want me to meet you.
I'm going
to
be knocking on your door in less than a half hour, my friend.
All right, fine.
All right, so wait for the phone call.
That was great.
We were getting some kind of crazy. People are popping in and out of our room now. I don't know.
Zolar, listen, I'm going to send you a new number.
Yeah.
And I'm sending out to everybody just in our conference room because somebody's popping our number and screwing up your call.
Oh, well, it was okay? Probably Nunu. I sent, I think, Nunu the number or something.
Nunu's not here.
No, wait, let me
see. Whoever
it was is
screwing our call up. So I'm going to change the number. Okay? So everybody's going to get the new number.
All right.
Oh, no, it was Booney.
Well, he's screwing the call up.
Well, let Booney get back in now, and then he won't have to pop in and out during the call.
What? See if he can get any audio. Tell him to come in now.
Booney.
Go on the air because...
Are you there, Booney? He was getting a call from the pizzeria, or at least somebody.
Somebody was calling. We might get room service in a half hour.
Tons of pizzas, man.
Yeah, this is the half hour mark. This is probably the half hour, exactly a half hour ago that we ordered the
room service
strawberries.
It is starting. This is great. Hey, did we get a prostitute over there yet or not?
I don't think so.
No, we need to reorder one.
Yeah.
One, last one hung up.
Black one. We got to set a black one. Has to be black or overweight.
We need to send a guy over there.
A guy, too. A male, I'm telling you, a male masseuse would be awesome, too.
I had a couple numbers. I think I sent them in the IM.
You sent them in the chat room. I saw one. That was Pizza Weapon.
I sent them directly to Zolar.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Zolar, scroll up on your range of messages.
So who sent them?
I did. Recluse.
Yeah. Oh, to the pizzerias?
No, they got a couple male masseuses.
Is it in the chat room instant message?
Yeah. It's way under the, like, all the 20,000 pizza things I sent you.
No, there's nothing under there except for we should order so many pizzas every pizza place in town.
Huh. Let me send this again.
Dude, you're logged in twice.
I don't know, dude. I'm fucking high.
I'll tell you something.
I'll send him.
All right, listen. What do? We call him back, Carlito, and tell him what?
We tell him him. I don't know. I thought we were gonna get him a masseuse or something. We need to get some time. We're gonna call back later and see if he's what happened with the pizzas, what happened with the champagne. If he's gonna say, you know, someone's sending stuff over. We can call him and ask him if he's gotten all the the complimentary gifts from the hotel yet. And he'll be like, yeah, they're asking me to pay. I'm so high right now, man. This is great. I can't think.
Tell him to put it on the tab, you know, for the ATA. Just go ahead and put it on the tab.
Well, we need to call as Tim. We need to get hold of this Tim Searcy guy again because he's the CEO of the whole.
Yeah, but he's obviously sleeping and not answering his phone.
He's probably doing one of his salesmen. He looks like he's about a fruit.
All right, so should we ask him if he got his complimentary champagne and strawberries yet?
Yeah.
It's been almost a half hour. It's getting close.
Let's send him a hooker and then we'll
get a hooker, right, exactly. Send him a game of food.
Let's see if he got his champagne.
Hi, San Diego. May I direct your call?
3212.
Hello?
Yeah, did you get your complimentary champagne and strawberries from the hotel services yet, man?
Yes, we got that.
Okay, and are you enjoying that?
I don't drink hard liquor before I go to bed.
Can you verify what bottles they sent you, sir?
Well, I told them to send it back, and because I was getting ready to go to bed, and I
I'm going to get out of here early in the morning, so I have no need for any...
But, sir, when I spoke to you, you said you would like champagne.
No, I didn't. I said I'd like some wine.
I mean wine. Oh, so they didn't send the wine?
I got the wine, yes.
And you sent it back?
No, I didn't send the wine back.
All right.
I sent the champagne back.
What's your...
Who am I talking to?
This is Jack Dempsey.
Are you with ATA?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm with the hotel. I'm in public relations.
I'm sorry. At any rate, I sent the champagne back because I was not going to be using it. There's no sense in letting it sit here in isolation, but I do have the wine.
And what about the strawberries, sir?
But I have all of that, yes.
Are you going to eat the strawberries, sir?
No, I'm probably not going to do that.
All right, that's fine. I mean, it's not necessary that you eat them, but I just wanted to make sure that you got them. Did you notice what kind of champagne that we sent you, sir?
No, I didn't.
That was Dom Perignon, sir. That was one of our finest champagnes in the hotel.
I know that, but since I'm not going to drink it, I thought it would be foolish to open it up for one glass, and I just sent it back so you could use it for somebody else.
I see. Well, you enjoy your day tomorrow, and good luck on your speech, my good man.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy.
Jack Valencia is speaking at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's already got the wine and strawberry. Oh, my God. It's $74 a pizza.
Guys, seriously, Jack Valencia is speaking at 9 o'clock. We should keep bothering him up until like 6. He doesn't get any sleep.
Hey, you know how cheap he was. Well, I don't want to send that one cup. You can send it to somebody else.
Yeah.
He's still going to get charged for those two bottles.
Yeah, he is. $50 a bottle or $100.
Are you kidding me? Dom Perignon is about $150 a bottle in a hotel.
I knew it was up there, dude.
That's great.
I drink Mad Dog.
But he kept the strawberries.
Hey, cool.
Apparently, he likes strawberries.
And he's got himself a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So the pizza should be on its
way. Soon.
The pizza should be on its way.
We got to get a hooker. I gave you two numbers of male masseuses.
Okay, hold on a second. We're looking in Recluse's messaging here. And we've got... what does it say? Carl Carlson Ginny?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that a girl?
I think it's a dude.
All right, let's see.
Ginny, I think that's his last name is what it was.
Is it 650?
858.
Oh, it's 858, okay. Okay, and Carlito, since you have all the information... You do the talking, okay? How to send the hooker over?
Okay, I'll try. Yeah.
Yeah, you got the hotel name and address and room number and Jack Valente getting a hooker, male prostitute.
I'm Jack Valente.
Fucking hooker with a fax machine. How do you like that?
Please fax your order now.
If you'd like a white girl, press 1. If you'd like a black girl, press number 2. Hey, is that a poop reference?
There you go.
All right, I don't know what this other number is that Recluse sent. I think it's another hooker.
Yeah.
50 and under.
Good evening.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Hello. This is Jack Valente. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm Jack Valente, and I'm here in town for the conference, the ATA conference, the convention.
Uh-huh.
I'm over here at the Manchester Hyatt. Would you be able to come up to my room and provide me with some whatever? You know what I mean, right? Can you come up, for that?
Yeah, I have ladies that would be able to do that. If I can get your name and number, right. I can have someone call you. It's 150 cash or 175 by credit card.
150 cash or 175 by credit card. Well, yeah. I got that cash.
Okay, well, do you want me to have someone call you?
Yeah, sure. Have her call me here at room 3212.
Room what?
3212.
And the phone number there?
Let me check here. It's 619-232-1234. What kind of girl's going to be calling me?
What is your name?
My name is Jack Valente.
What kind of girl do you want?
I'm Jack Valente.
Okay,
what kind of girls do you have? Hello?
What kind of girl do you want?
What do you have in African girls?
As in what?
And black girls, black girls.
Okay, I'll have a black girl. Oh.
What's the largest black girl you have?
How big of a girl do you want?
Oh, how big?
I have
big
a girl up to 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah, 300. Oh, yeah. 300 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Can we do that?
Yes, I.
What's her name? Hello? Hello, ma'am. Ma'am. I'm speaking to you. Hello, anybody?
She talking. She said she's going to have a call you back, I guess, and then she hung up, the bitch.
Okay.
All right, so Jack Valente should be getting a phone call from a big black bitch, and a couple of fucking pizzas will be on the way. He's already got his...
counter with 15 pizzas in her hand.
Four pizzas and, yeah.
Two bottles of Dom.
Dom Perignon,
chocolate cup of strawberries. And a bottle of wine.
Hey, Dr. Pepper, Dad.
We got to order
actually,
towels.
I found a good bunch of shit, dude. I found a bunch of gay massage people.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking mobile numbers and everything.
We need to order towels real quick, though. Just towels, towels.
Hot towels, steam towels.
Towels and pillows and ice.
All right, let's order Jack some towels and pillows and stuff.
Yeah.
Got nice gay massages.
Good evening,
Jack. Hi,
San Diego. How may I
direct a call? Yeah, hi. It's Jack Valente in 3212. I'm calling from my cell phone.
Okay, one moment, sir.
Ma'am.
Sir?
Yes, I'm in pain. I'm very sorry. I need your assistance. I'm in room 3212, and I've fallen in the bathtub. I hit my neck on the freaking toilet bowl, and I can't get up. Can you please send somebody up here and call an ambulance?
Okay, what is your room number?
I'm in 3212. Jack... Valente.
Oh. Oh, okay. Mr. Valente. Okay, I'll send my manager right away.
The door is locked. I don't think I put the emergency lock on it, but I'm going to need an ambulance. I'm bleeding.
Okay, I'll call somebody right away, okay?
Hurry, please.
All right, I'll wait, sir.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Fuck the towel. Send me an ambulance.
I got shit running down my ass. Hurry. Oh, God, that's so great. That's the cap.
I love telemarketers, don't you?
I don't think we could do anything else.
No, we about killed it, man. So I'm going to cut the stream. I really appreciate anybody who's still out there. Really, I do. I got to say, you fucking people are the best. Thank you for making my night.
Hey, what one big hit for Mr. Nunu, Sir Nunu, who came up with a fantastic idea. Brilliant scheme. And thank you so much, Zolar, and Zolar Vision, and all the guest callers that made this possible. This one brilliant, brilliant show.
Yeah, I got to say that I had an ultimate amount of fun on this fucking show tonight with all you guys. It was Reclude and Milkman and fucking Carlito that made this fucking show so goddamn great tonight.
And Jack Valente.
And Jack Valente, because, hi, I'm Jack Valente.
So what's happening? Are we quitting or?
Yeah, unless you want to take over the show, buddy.
No, I gotta get to sleep, man. It's 2. That's my limit.
Too, yeah, me too. I really do. I gotta go back. I gotta go to bed, or I'm never gonna get up in the morning.
All right, man. Well, great show. You gotta send me a copy of this show too.
Oh, totally, man. This fucking show was hotter than hell.
Oh yeah,
classic.
Hotter than hell, baby.
Hi, everybody.
All right, everybody. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
WBBC.
Django Underground Radio.
I'm Jack Vellante, and I say goodnight.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.